Well, Plumbrook Station is primarily a test facility with four world unique facilities, three for primarily space testing, although you can do the facilities don't care how they're used, but they're primarily used for space, and one that can do subsonic to hypersonic testing at high temperature with great electrical energy. So the reason why we have 10 square miles, 6,400 acres, is because a couple of the frozen gases that we use, hydrogen and oxygen, can be dangerous. And so this way, we're able to keep if there happened to be an explosion, we keep the results on our property and no one else's, and we keep the noise primarily on our property as well, so that allows us to be good neighbors.
So you have quite a buffer zone between what you do and where the general public will be out on their normal days on the highways and on the roads in that area.
Absolutely true. And so we want to be good neighbors wherever we are in NASA, and certainly for the 9 million visitors that Erie County attracts annually, we want to make sure we don't impede people in their normal course of doing business or trying to have some recreation.
We've got an open house coming up June 11th and 12th. People drive.
We do.
What's under that dome? You have the very unique looking building facility. What's take place under that?
Under that dome is the biggest space test chamber in the planet. So it would remind you of a very big cathedral like St. Peter's in Rome. It's actually a similar volume to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. So pretty enormous, has the same echo effect when it's empty. And there we're putting through its paces one of the components that will make up the replacement for the space shuttle. So the Orion program has a crew module, and then its power pack underneath it is a service module. And so in cooperation with our partners in the International Space Station, European Space Agency is building two examples of that power pack, that service module, and a structural test article, a close-to-flight representative design, is in Plumbrook Station being tested as we speak. And our friends and neighbors who don't normally get to see what we do inside will be able to see that, as well as the chamber it's tested in, and one of our other facilities, the only place where you can fire a rocket engine out of the bottom of a space chamber. So both those facilities will be on display.
How often are things going on in some of those facilities? Or is a lot of it planning, setup, meetings to get things ready, and then a test takes place?
Well, you have that exactly. It takes a lot longer to set up the experiments usually than it does to perform them, and that's because, especially if you have equipment that is both expensive and delicate, you want to make sure you get it in safely and you set it up properly for the testing. So, and you will also see that facilities tend to, if you have them for a single purpose, will tend to have periods of intense activity and then periods of inactivity. What we've tried to do out at Plumbrook is make sure that each of our four facilities has more than one use and more than one interested set of clients who might want to go use it. So that way you can help avoid those long periods of inactivity.
You got to make the best use of your facility, right?
Absolutely true. And you want our grandparents built these facilities. In fact, Plumbrook Station also has a 75th anniversary because it's 75 years since its first government use, which was a TNT plant in World War II.
Explain that. I can't leave that hanging. What does that mean?
So this was a place that took minerals and electricity and lots of water and 10,000 people to make the powder that was high explosive for bombs, rockets, and shells for World War II. They'd make the powder at Plumbrook. We continue to enjoy a very large 100-megawatt electrical grid that's our own grid, so we don't disturb our friends and neighbors off campus. And the concept was to make the TNT and then ship it by rail car to Ravenna Army Ammunition Plant in the World War II days, which is now an Ohio Army Guard Training Center.
Do you find you've been there now for a number of years? Do you feel like you're outgrowing the facility, or you wish you had something else, or do you look at other NASA facilities and think, oh, geez, I wish I was able to get some of that equipment or that type of a thing?
No, actually, in my last job in the Air Force, where I spent a career before I came to NASA, I ran the biggest ground test facility in the world, which is halfway between Nashville and Chattanooga. And I came up for the first time and saw Plum Brook the year before I was hired here, and it absolutely amazed me. The facilities at Plum Brook are truly the biggest and best in the world, and while we always look for ways to get more use out of the acreage and the facilities that we have, and we cooperate with other federal agencies and state agencies to that end, we can be completely proud of what we have at Plum Brook as Ohioans and as Americans.
And I guess, David, DeFelice, NASA is a pretty big employer in Northeast Ohio, too, I would imagine.
Because yeah, we have about 3,200 people here on the main Lewis Field campus in Cleveland, and a little over 100 out there at Plum Brook, Dave, right?
That's correct.
And yep, so we have pretty big footprint that way, and then of course, the economic impact goes beyond that because of the suppliers and other folks who support the work, and pretty big impact.
Okay, well, it's always good, and people who are looking for careers and they're thinking of what they need to study, it's that whole STEM thing, I guess, that can kind of be on display at what happens at the NASA facility.
Yeah, we definitely want to encourage kids to be thinking about STEM careers, and so they can come and join our workforce at some point, and we always want to encourage that.
Well, that's what open houses do when they come and see a facility that they've only seen driven by from the outside and don't realize all the cool and interesting things and the important things that are going on. Again, David, if people want to get out to the open house, how do they go about getting details or doing something?
Easiest thing is go on the web to www.nasa.gov/Glenn75, and that'll take you to a series of pages. And actually, from that page, you can click on the link for the Plum Brook Open House. Should mention for the Plum Brook Open House is kind of similar, where we're not going to be able to let people to drive right up onto the campus. So we actually have a partnership with Kalahari, the resort, which is basically right across the street there on Route 250, and so folks will be able to go there and park for free. And we're actually going to do a bunch of exhibits and activities in their convention center, and then people will be able to board a bus and take a bus tour to a couple of the major facilities there. So you can, again, get details of that on the website.
Our guest this morning, Community Outreach Manager David DeFelice, and also the Director of the Plum Brook Facility, Dave Stringer. Gentlemen, thanks for sharing all the details of what's going on, and happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. We
appreciate it. Thanks very much.